So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Echad HaMakdash Nechasav, Echad HaMarech Atzmai. Both someone who consecrated his property and someone who pledged his own arachin. Ein lebechsos ishtoi, velebechsos banav, velebetzavish etzavah lishman, velebetzamdalim chadashim shalakhan lishman. The Gizbar cannot collect from his wife's or children's clothing or from colored garments that he made for them, nor from shoes that he bought for them. Mishnah continues, Ava bisha amru avadim kar miksus and lishvach, even though we sell servants with clothing that enhance their value, for example, shem tilakach leksus bishleishim dinner, meshubach mana, clothing worth 30 dinar can increase a servant's value by a mana, and similarly v'chim para. Regarding a cow, if we wait to sell it until market day, its value increases. Jewels, if we bring them to the big city, their value increases. Nevertheless, the Mishnah concludes, when we evaluate something or someone's worth for arachin or for hekdesh, we assess them according to their present value in their present location. We have Baruch Hashem completed the 6th parak of Masechtas Arachin, and we begin the 7th parak in Makdishin be'ezras Hashem. The Mishnah discusses a Ste Achuza, a field from one's ancestral land that was passed down by inheritance from the original division of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains, HaMakdish b'shan rishonah shal yevul uva l'goyla, noisin beveis kor nun slan. If one consecrates a Ste Achuza during the first year following yevul, he can redeem it immediately at the rate of 50 selah for every base kor. Now, every selah contains 48 punyin. Therefore, Rebbe rules, Hekdesh Shtayim V'Shalosh Shon Lefnei HaYevul, Noisin Selah Punyin. If he consecrated sometime during the Yevul cycle, he pays at that rate, which equals a Selah and a Punyin per year. Now, Zok the Mishnah. Ein Makdishin Lefnei HaYevul Pachas Mishtei Shonim. One cannot consecrate a Ste Achuza of one's ancestral lands less than 2 years before the Yevul, because the Pasuk says, Apishanim HaNeisaris. One redeems the field based on the number of years left until Yevul. This plural expression implies that he needs to be able to calculate the value of at least 2 years. Mishnah continues, V'legoylin achar ha-yevul pachas mishona achas. One cannot redeem his field after yevul less than 1 year, and the Gemara will explain. The Mishnah concludes, Ein mechashvin chadashim lehektish, aval hektish mechashat chadashim. Regarding hektish, we do not calculate partial years by counting individual months. However, hektish itself calculates the months when this is to their benefit. And the Gemara explains, K'gain de'akdashi befalga de'arboin betamni. This refers to a case where he consecrated the field during the 48th year. If we would not count it as a year until it was over, then Hektish would only receive 2 selah and 2 punyanin, the value of those 2 years, the 48th and 49th. Therefore, we count the partial year that passed, and since it is within 2 years to Yevul, he needs to pay the full 50 selah. The Mishnah ruled in Makdishin of Nehayevul Paches Mishtei Shon. One cannot consecrate a Ste Achuz less than 2 years before the Yevul. And the Gemara cites a contradicting brayso. Makdishin, bein lefnei ha-yevul, bein la'achar yevul. One can consecrate a field immediately before or after yevul. And only ubishnas ha-yevul atzmo le'yaktish, vim hektish ein kedusha. One should not consecrate a field during the year of yevul, and if he did, it's not effective. The Gemara answers, ein makdishin li'gol bigirua paches mishtei shonim. The Mishnah means that one does not deduct from the value during these 2 years. Rather, he must pay the full 50 shekel. And the Mishnah therefore advises, Yehi Odom Chasta on the Chasim, Baal Yaktish Pachas Mishtei Shanim, one should be careful with his money and avoid consecrating the field during these 2 years. The Gemara cites a Machlekes regarding Hamakdish Sadeu Bishnasa Yevul Asma, someone who consecrates a field during the Yevul year. Rav Amar, Kedayisha, Benesin Chamishan, it's effective, and they can redeem it during that year for the full 50 selah. Shmuel Amar, in Kedayisha Kalika, it's not effective at all. The Gemara explains the Machlekes. Rav rules Kedayishim Nesin Chamishim because the Pasuk says, V'im Mishnasa Yevul, Shnasa Yevul Bechlal. One can redeem his field for 50 selah from the Yevul year. And this expression includes redeeming during Yevul itself. However, Shmuel rules Ein Kedayisha Kalika because the Pasuk does not say, V'im Mishnasa Yevul, referring to Yevul itself. Rather, Mishnasa Yevul Ksiv, Mishnasa Achar Yevul. This expression refers to the year after Yevul. However, regarding the Yevul year, Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, who ruled Higi Yevul V'lei Nigala, Nechnasin V'lei Noisin. If a field was not redeemed by Yevul, the Kohen would take it without paying for it. Therefore, he expounds the following Kal v'chaymer. Kedosh kfar yetsa achshav, ene kedosh ene din shleit kodesh. If a consecrated field leaves hektish during Yevul, certainly it's not possible to consecrate a field during Yevul. However, Rav responds, save, labala mikahadro the Kohen hu denafka. The Kohen m'shochen gabay kazachu. Since the field does not go back to the owners during Yevul, rather it remains by hektish, which grants it to the Kohen, therefore this is not a valid Kal v'chaymer. The Gemara challenges Rav, who ruled Kedeshav Nesin Chamishim, one who consecrated a field during the year of Yevul, it's effective, from the Brisa cited earlier. Bishnasa Yevul Atzma lo yaktish v'mektish ene Kedeshav. One should not consecrate a field during the year of Yevul, and if he does, it's not effective. The Gemara answers, Hamani Rabbanahi, Vano da'ami k'rebi. Rav concedes that the Rabbanan read the Pasuk like Shmuel, and they hold that one cannot consecrate a field during Yevul. However, he holds like Rabbi, who holds that the term Mishnasa Yevil includes the Yevil year. The Gemara asks, Ikir Rabbi, Pundi Maya Vedete. If the Yevil year is included, then the 50 sel redemption should be divided among the 50 years, a sel per year. And we earlier cited Rabbi, who says, Hikdish Tayim Vishal Hashem Lefne HaYevil Nisin Selah U'Pundin. He pays a selah and a punyan per year, meaning that the 50 selah are divided among 49 years. The Gemara answers, Rebbe K'Reb Yehuda Sverli. Damash Nas Chamishim Oy Lekan Ulekan. Rebbe follows the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that the Yevil year counts as both the 50th year of the previous cycle and the first year of the next cycle. Therefore, there are only 49 years per cycle, and so each year is worth a selah and a punyan. The Gemara points out, the Shmuel, Rebbe K'Rabban Sverli. According to Shmuel, who holds that one cannot consecrate a field during Yevil, Rebbe's calculation of a sel and a punya per year only works according to the Rabbanan, who hold that Yevil is considered the 50th year, and the next year is the first year of the new cycle. Because Ik Rebbe Yehuda, sel of a shtei punya in this mebayle. If Rebbe were to agree with Rebbe Yehuda that the Yevil also counts as the first year of the new cycle, and since according to Shmuel, one cannot consecrate a field during the Yevil year, there would only be 48 years per cycle when one can be makdash a field, and each year would be worth a sel and two punya. The Gemara proceeds to explain the next part of our mission according to both Rav and Shmuel. One cannot redeem his field after Yevil less than 1 year. Now, the Shmuel, according to Shmuel, this means that one does not redeem during Yevil since the consecration is not effective. However, according to Rav, this means that when one redeems his field in the middle of the Yevil cycle, until a full year passes, he does not deduct even part of the value of that year from the redemption price. And matam kamer, the last clause of the mission is explaining this part. Matam loygoylin la'achar yevil pachas mishana, mishum de imachash mechadashim imahekdash. The reason we did not redeem the field in less than a year is because we did not calculate months for hekdash.